Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, sorry we're late. Our nursing home program tonight, and our host having some technical difficulties. So I'm the co-host on this show, Frank Perino, and there's a special announcement, but I wanted to see
okay,
if we
I'm
can
here.
Get the.
I'm here.
Get
I'm here.
Get the co-host to make that special.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm late, everybody, but I couldn't get through for some bizarre reason. Anyway.
Computers are all crazy.
Yeah, I know. Give me 1 second. Somebody has a mask on, and I don't want them to disturb the show, and I don't want to have to go back in. I just have to close the darn door. If I can reach out. Okay, got it. Do you hear anything? Because my...
All right, in a sight, what?
No, do you hear anything?
That's no.
Loud? No? Okay. No,
I didn't hear anything.
Good, good, good.
You mean background noise?
Yeah, background noise.
No, I didn't hear anything.
That's better. That's better now. Okay, great.
So you want to... Right. Well, we should start off by saying who the show is dedicated to, of course.
Yes, we should. First, I'd like to say, even Joe Safarian experienced a nursing home, and he really didn't like it as well. So in the memory and honor of Joseph Arion. And then also, we have my family, who actually, literally, I'd say about six people were in nursing homes because they were driven in there because of the system. And most recently, who passed away was my mom. And it just was the last straw on the camel's back saying, these people kill people. Simple. You know, no other exclamation, they kill people. And now they're working on my aunt, her sister. And I'm not going to let them have her. I'm not going to do it. You know, if I have to go to prison because of it, even though I don't want to, I'll be in contempt of court. Let them work on me, you know.
So you want to? We have a special announcement tonight.
Yes, we do. I'll go
for
that. And
I want to let Suzanne give it to you.
Yes. The other night, which was yesterday and Monday, we announced that Change.org took down our petition, and we were very, very upset about it. Well, they came through. They put back our petition, and it was because of a technical error, and they put it back in full. You know, the way it was right before it was taken down. And then I asked him, so there's no confusion with that other petition that was there. I asked him to even take down the one that, you know, was up there. And then we also expressed our opinion about possibly getting a promotion. So hopefully we can get that. And that's where we're at.
So we want to thank...
really good news.
We want to thank Change.org for responding
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
putting the petition back. And
yeah.
You know, we're just going to go on the assumption that it was an error.
Mm-hmm.
Because the main thing is that the petition is back.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked them to donate some promotion funding. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. Yep.
But the petition is up. You can go to change.org and sign
and
it.
The title is Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them. Okay?
Yeah.
Just look for that title,
yeah.
And you'll be able to, you know, just like the name of this show I gave today, exact same as the title.
Yeah, and be sure and read it, because there's a lot of good facts in there that
yes, there are.
People are not aware of. And
mm-hmm. I have to amend
I'd like
more,
to,
but it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
I'd like to appeal to the staff in the nursing home, the nurses, the doctors, the aides, you know, people that are supposed to be dedicated, and I believe a lot of them are, to helping people. All right.
To a certain
good
extent,
and bad, of
they're
course.
Limited by their, of course, their employer, which sounds crazy. You know, I know that there are really good aides in there. I know it because I've experienced it. But they're limited by an agent and nurses, but they start by saying, listen, I'm limited by my employer, even on the things that I do on the outside. And I find that to be craziness. Even on the things that they do on the outside, they're limited. But yes, they are. You know, some people take chances and then get fired. Remember the one who said that was from Sydney, said that you'd end up dying in the nursing home? He was 100% right. But you know what? He got canned for saying that. You know?
Well,
so,
yeah, but the point I wanted to make was if these people really believe that they're dedicated and they care about the residents, they should be insisting that the home health aides are allowed in to help people and to relieve the burden of these workers because they're really overwhelmed having to take care of over 100 residents and only two or three aides. So, and those that have been dismissed or fired or whatever because they expended themselves, let us know. Stand up with us in a news conference. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they can fire you, but they can't take away your license as a nurse.
That's right.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
Unless it was something drastic that happened.
Yeah.
But the workers should be making an issue of the fact that these home health aides are not allowed in, and the money's there for it.
Yeah, it is.
I think everybody concedes that.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't the aides allowed to go in when a person goes into a nursing home? Now, there's no real legal protection.
No.
I mean, you can go to court if you're lucky enough to get a lawyer. If it's a court thing, the person is entitled to their day in court. But the average person who winds up in a nursing home doesn't have that.
Mm.
So the protection should be that the home health aides be allowed
exactly
to help the person.
Yeah.
And InnerSight definitely advocates for that. That's one of the things
we
could
protect the person too.
Pointed out
because,
in the petition.
Yes, I really want to say something about that. You know, I wouldn't have fallen from a Hoyer lift because my aide would have said, she doesn't use a Hoyer lift at home. I could help her with her one leg up. I know she has to keep it straight, you know, but she doesn't use a Hoyer lift, period. You know, and they put me on that Hoyer lift because they said that physical therapy wrote that you have to use a Hoyer lift because you're unsteady. Okay. You know,
sure, how stupid some of those therapists are.
Yeah, well, they didn't want to, you know, it's all based on not the therapist, it's based on the lawyers, what they can handle as a lawsuit if I fall. That's what they were worried about.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to protect themselves.
Yes, they are. It's CYA, big time. So now they put you on this Hoyer lift. And this Hoyer lift, most of the nursing homes recycle them. And they get used parts. They put them on these Hoyer lifts. And they work. Yes, they do. But look at me, don't touch me is more like it. The one that I had was, it was meant to be for a little heavier person, but I took one look at the bottom of the lift. I said, don't put me on that. And they said, why? I said, look at it. It's not sitting right. You know, and this is when my eyes were a little bit better than they are now. But imagine if I wasn't, you know, seeing around me or anything, you know, like I am now. It would have been worse for me. They would have put it on, and I would not have known to hold on to the, because it was a pole at part of the Hoyer lift. And I couldn't release the woman who was behind the wall. She would have broken her arm like three, four places. You know, she already had a dark, dark bruise on her arm just instantaneously after, you know, what happened. She was holding the whole.
But you tried to warn them.
Yeah, I did.
And
yes,
they didn't listen to you.
Yep.
That's the other thing. They don't listen to people who
are disabled.
They don't listen
to disabled people.
In these places.
They're going to say something that's going to be really rough. In their eyes, we are all, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I say this, retarded or simple or don't know anything. We're all in need of, you know, special care, all of that.
Well, the word retarded is not appropriate.
It's not good, I'm saying it purposely.
We're all we
mentally challenged.
We don't know what
yeah.
we're talking about. Let's
put exactly.
it that
yeah. All of that. All of the above. And I don't like it. Okay?
Because we're disabled.
I really don't. Because we're disabled, yes. I don't like one bit of it. You know, I'm going to
so,
get rid of that.
Well, I don't know if I'll ever get rid of that. I'll settle for getting rid of the nursing home.
Me too. But then here's what you got to do also. You got to, when you get rid of the nursing homes, you have to have good workers remaining. And if you do, you start your Volunteers for Freedom, and then you teach them what to do, usually with the disabled community. You could actually get together a lot of people, along with some nurses who are very, very good in the rehab setting, and train them exactly what you need to do. I mean, I get two of my aides, and they don't know how to use oxygen, so I have to teach them. I get one of my aides, and she said to me, I'm going to take off the bandages off your stitches. Turns out they're Steri-Strips. You'd be taking off the stitches itself. You know, I said to her, no, what do they look like? Because I can't see in the back, number one. Number two, I can't see very well at all. So I had her describe what they were. I said, no, those are the stitches itself. You can't take that off until they fall off, you know. So, I mean, they got to teach them stuff. They really do.
Well, that's more of a doctor's job or a nurse.
Yes,
but
she thought they were like Band-Aids.
Keep
you know?
The wound clean is what you got
to
do.
Oh, yeah, I did. I do. You know, they want me to take the shower and just let warm water, you know, drizzle over it to keep it clean. And that's what they wanted, and then the Steri-Strips will dry. She looked at the back
but
and she said...
But having the right people is so important. And the way things are set up now, you know, most disabled people don't get to pick their aides.
No,
the agency picks them.
Yeah, that's what happened.
There's all kinds of mishaps because they don't pick the right people and make sure the person fits with the disabled person as much as possible, you know.
Well, one of the aides I picked and the other aide I didn't pick. So it's hard. It really is. It really is hard.
Yeah, because
you
don't control the financial end of it.
Yes, that's true.
That's what makes
one came for, with another agency to this agency, one from another agency, and one is from the agency that I'm at that was on a list, and then I picked from the list, and that was it. They came here.
Around 8:30, we're going to try to reach a woman who's in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can
now.
Get
8:18.
Through to her and have her live on the show.
Yes.
Do we have any phone calls?
We now have Anthony from Brooklyn.
All right. So we got to make sure it's that by 8:30.
Yes, so let's get Anthony in quick. All right.
Make that
Hello.
Phone call.
Yep. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, hey. You're doing well.
I'm okay. So my comment is tonight that I think the part of the reason why people are in a nursing home is because when you are in a nursing home, they kind of treat you like a baby. And they assume that just because you're elderly, you know, you're frail physically, but it doesn't mean you're not sharp mentally. You might just need physical care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get you in a facility, it's like you lose your civil rights and lose how, you know, you would be treated if you were on the outside like a regular adult, you know what I mean? And everybody decides for you what they think is best for you, and, you know, they basically tell you what's going to be. And once you're in, and you can't say anything, and you're seen as a person who you know, needs care, and, you know, they'll say, oh, well, you know, she wants to get out of the nursing home. He does, too. They all do. That's part of their life, and they have to accept that. And, you know, once you're in, basically the world shuts you out. You know, there's no way out. You know, like I've said it before, it's like a prison because, you know, if you look at the age categories that you have to be in to get these programs, you know, into the programs that would get you out, they're too long. And as somebody admitted, you know, most of these people will die before they ever get them out, you know. So it's a trap no matter how you want to see it. And these nursing homes really don't want to get people out unless you light a fire under them and, you know, you get a lawyer involved. And, you know, they don't want to deal with the pressure of it. You become a burden to them and a nuisance. And, you know, that's the only way. You know, and it all comes down to, you know, how a disabled person is treated overall. You know, and just, it kind of reminds me of, you know, the same mind frame that, you know, when a blind person goes to a restaurant, they won't talk directly to the blind person. They'll say, you know, what will she have or what will he have? And, you know, everyone's got to double check, you know, what you say or completely ignore it and go to your caregiver and, you know, they decide what's best for you and you know, they say what's going to go. And basically, you know, you're under their roof, so, you know, whatever they says goes because you can't help yourself and you follow their rules and you live like that until you die. And then we all know that the, you know, insurances don't want to give you hours. So, you know, as time goes on, like I said before, you know, they're going to say, oh, you know, we can't give you that many hours. We can't give you that many hours. Most commonly, you know, their latest bullcrap story is that they try to give everybody 3 hours a day, which they know nobody could survive off of. And, you know, that's basically what you live with. And, you know, that's going to be their excuse. Well, the insurance wouldn't give you enough hours if we got you out anyway. And most of the, you know, social workers who are in nursing homes could really care less that you're there because they need that job. And I mean, I hate to generalize, but I disagree with Frank that most people in the nursing homes, you know, who work there care. I don't think they care at all. And I think,
well,
honestly,
some of them do, not most. I wouldn't say
some of them do, but very few. You can count it on your fingers. Yeah, you can count on your fingers who is. Basically, you know, the people who work in nursing homes are lazy home attendants that want to make a lot of money and couldn't survive home care. And so they figure you go to a place that you, you know, take care of 100 people and you know good and well you only have two hands. And, you know, I'm not going to say why bother, but if you look at it, they put people in a position where, you know, they know that it's an impossible job. Two or three people cannot take care of 100 people, and we know that they're not going to get care because these people, even if they only needed minimal care and didn't, you know, urinate on themselves or whatever the case might be, they're going to need water. It's just not enough care. And then when the supervisor comes around, if she or he sees you taking too long with one patient, they clap their hands.
Yeah, let me
sorry,
you
can't
Anthony,
do that.
Let me interject something here because I was talking with a couple of our friends, and anyone who's in a nursing home, use this show to get out. And what I mean by that, let me explain what I mean by that. If you were to call us from the nursing home, or have your relative or your loved one or friend who's visiting you, call us on the air. You know, we're only on from 8 to 9, but call us every night, you know, and tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
You can create a situation where the nursing home may get wind of it, and they'll get so annoyed with you that they won't want you in there.
That's right.
Use
it.
That happened to
use it.
One of our.
Feel free to use inner sight any night, and it doesn't matter what night it is. We'll make the time to talk to you if you call us from the nursing home.
Yeah, we love to hear from you. We love to talk about nursing homes, and we love to know what's going on, and we like to talk about it loudly, and we want you to talk bravely and openly about it and not, you know, be intimidated or feel that you're going to be cared for less. You know, you need to be a brave person about it and say what's going on, what you feel, what is. And even if they get annoyed, there's nothing they can do. You know, maybe people are afraid if they do that, they're going to get put into another nursing home. But you can make a bigger deal out of it. Eventually, maybe you'll get.
If they do retaliate, we won't abandon you. We'll raise hell.
We won't. You know what they're going to say. Oh, well, they're not satisfied with our nursing home. Let them go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all they do with disabled people. You know, everybody wants to make money off of us, so they just, you know, bounce us around from nursing home to nursing home. And
that's the truth.
That's the way it is, and we're told that we have to accept that and expect that and all that.
Or that we're not, what is the best word, compliant, or we're not wanting to, you know, be part of the system, and we're not compliant to what their standards are and stuff like that. That really bothers me as well. You know, compliant? You want me to be compliant to what you are imposing on me? Okay.
Yeah, because they want you to be
and you
quiet.
Have to pay for it.
Yeah, I know.
You have to pay for treatment you don't even want.
That's
Why don't you try to get
Regina
on the line?
Okay.
Go off in the screening room.
Exactly.
I left her a message. I hope she got it, and let's see if we can get her. Regina is a resident currently in a nursing home. She's having a hard time. All right, Inner Sight, let me just, while she's doing that, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey. And our friend Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. My buddy Kennedy, you can buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Kennedy Realty, give him a call. Hey, you need dog food, cat food for your animal? Nobody Starves on Long Island is the name of the place. And you speak with Gary, 631-484-3085. So, you know, give him a call. If you're disabled, let him know. He can try to get the food delivered to you. Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. We remember some who have passed away, little Tommy, Avante, Oquindo, Corey Foster, Baby Royalty. Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight reminds you. And this is Inner Sight, the Wednesday night nursing home. Kill people, get rid of them, turn them into accessible housing. I want to thank change.org for restoring our petition. And we are very happy about that. And we'll see if they'll extend themselves to give us some promotion. We answered them and wrote them a thank you letter and explained why we're doing this. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight number. So that's the number when we're off the air, of course. All right. And we're trying to get Regina on the line.
Okay, we got
she's
her.
A nursing home resident.
Yes.
Hello.
I got her. And we're, yep, it's Suzanne. I got her, and I'm going to put her through. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Hello, darling Regina. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, sweetheart. I just
good.
Wanted to
how
know
you doing?
How you're feeling.
I'm hanging in there.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, what kind of a day has it been?
Yeah.
It's been an interesting day. They gave me ice for my shoulder after I took a fall on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not healing well, so they think I may, not definitely, but I might have pulled some ligaments.
Yeah.
Wow. No X-ray.
A lot of pain?
A lot. That's putting it mildly.
What happened? Tell us how this happened.
Well, okay, I was in, it's kind of interesting, but not funny, but I laugh over it now. The bed was wet, and
yeah.
I asked the aide to take the sheets off, and she said she was going to go on a break, and my hospital table, and then she was going to change me when she got back, and I was reaching for a soda, and I fell over the bed rail and landed on my right shoulder.
Ouch.
And it's all swollen and bruised. And they took an X-ray the day before yesterday. It was negative, but I still can't. I can't use my right arm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, Regina. If your home health aide were there with you,
because it's going to
ask that. In the room. You think that would have happened?
No, because I wouldn't have been able. Well, there are a couple of reasons why it wouldn't have happened. A, if I had a nurse, if I had an HHA in here or a CNA or a whatever, they would change the sheets theoretically, and the Coca-Cola that I was getting wouldn't have been too far.
Yeah,
they would have been able to reach
it. Closer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have seen the way I fell over the bed rail and hit the.
Lucky you didn't hit your
head. The bottom of the bed.
That's true. Lucky you didn't hit your head or break your coccyx or anything with your spinal cord. Very lucky.
Yes. Well, I've already had a broken spinal cord. We couldn't have really dealt with that much longer.
Yeah.
Either. Did they send you to the hospital? No.
They should.
They didn't send you to the hospital?
No.
Nope.
And I found out
X-rays?
From the nurse the day before yesterday, and they came back negative, but I was talking to one of the doctors and swelling showed up on the X-rays. I could have a torn ligament, torn tendons, something that I have to go to an orthopedist about. And what people don't realize is that the nursing homes don't like to send people to the hospital because it's a red mark against them with the state.
Yeah, well, they need more than a red mark.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we let me just give people a little info, if you don't mind. We got you a lawyer. They've been delaying your discharge. And what's the latest on that?
Well, I should have gone home. Today's Wednesday. I should have gone home Monday. the aid that you were kind enough to get me, now the social worker wants to talk to her again and make sure that I'm not going to be alone.
Now, what about the hours?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Brianna never got back to me, and I guess Liz is going to have to
You got to demand a hearing.
I
call
did.
Call and demand a hearing.
They didn't respond, Frank. Oh, and
well,
also,
you know what we could do?
Well, then call
we
a lawyer and ask her to do it.
You know, I could
well,
call
you
and we'll do
you know
it together.
What else You know what else was going
minute.
On?
What happened?
What?
What? Are you still there?
They're only giving me $50 a month.
Yeah, that's all
and
I give
Well, Medicaid, yeah. Suffolk County Medicaid said that was okay, but New York State said no.
Oh, okay.
What does New York State say you should get?
Well, it's a form of double dipping.
No. Let them go fly a kite. That's not double dipping in my eyes.
You got to demand a hearing. You got to get
a you do. And we'll help you. I'll help
a hearing.
You mostly.
So we can blow it up big.
What I don't understand is, if they're getting money from insurance company, Medicare and Medicaid,
right,
why are they giving me only, they haven't even given me $50 a month. They took all my money out and they depleted me with anything, everything, but then I got on the phone call with Social Security and they said that they've never heard of anything like that before.
Huh?
And so all the money came back in, but now they gave me a $10,000 bill.
Oh, geez.
Oh, and also the IRS told me they're not allowed to take my stipend checks.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? We fought that with Maureen, with her mom. Her mom was getting pension checks, and just refuse to give it to them, period. And we'll work on everything. We have to work on getting you out. You know, that's just...
I would call
that.
Ava Maria
and
see...
Yeah.
Tell her you want a hearing.
Yeah.
Ask her how you go about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm going to need Suzanne's help or your help again because all this stuff is bothering me emotionally.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was getting over depression, but now with my arm all swollen,
don't worry about your arm. Your arm will get fixed. You just have to go to an orthopedic. And don't let them not send you to an orthopedic. You have to go, period. End of story. I will talk to them if they don't do it. All right? I just need to be your proxy, that's all, to help you.
Oh, and guess who's calling me all the time now?
Who?
Danny Sophia.
What?
Danny Sophia.
Idea. Oh, no.
Danny Sophia.
Yeah, I know.
he's not going to do anything for you. Forget about him. Make Suzanne
the
proxy.
Yeah.
And
I will. I don't call him. He calls me.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
I don't call him.
It's got to be in writing.
Yeah, and Frank, the backup proxy, okay? Do
okay.
that, and it'll be easier that way, you know?
Okay.
Then I can help you.
Okay.
All right?
I'm
not going to pass
first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I want to help you get out of there.
You can call me with the social worker on making a three-way call.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to call her, and then I'm going to say,
yeah,
I'm going to put Regina on the line with us, and we'll have a way of working this out.
Because
Regina.
I don't know why they're not letting me home all of a sudden.
Because they see money, that's why.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. They're still asking for my mother's, this is stupid too. They're asking for what my mother owes the nursing home. I said, well, you just said my mother owes it. Well, you can't, you know, get it because she's deceased right now. I got to, you know, moronic people. Not, it's not my bill.
I would say ask my mother.
Yeah, yeah, go to the cemetery and ask my mom.
Well,
that's what I would say.
What I mean, like, that's another thing, why they want to go after people when they're deceased.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But they don't care.
They don't care.
All they care about is the money, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I got a bill for Craig about maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And he's been dead for 4.5 years.
Oh, my. That long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's
Regina,
crazy.
Work with Suzanne and get the proxy done and all that, and then we got to fight to get you a hearing.
Yep.
Get you out of there.
We'll get you out. I know we will, because once we start moving with the things that you need to get you out of there, believe me,
they're going to let you go.
Yeah, they'll have to. They're not going to leave you in there with what we say.
Well, what I don't understand is at first they were saying once I got the AIDS, I could go home. Now I got the AIDS, and they're not letting me go home.
Well, I'm just going to say something simple. Why
that's why we
got to
get
a hearing. And you got to get a hearing, yeah. And I just want to know
because
why, right?
Because in there, you got hurt. If you were home,
right.
It was less likely that you would have gotten hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
And you tell me not to worry about my shoulder and my arm. You should see it. And
no,
I
no,
can't
no.
use it. I can't use it.
Well, you
got to
take care of it. You got to get it better.
Yeah, you do.
They're not letting me. I shouldn't say they're not letting me. They keep canceling my pain management
here's what you do,
appointment.
Regina. You got to think of living outside. And if you're going to live outside soon, I would start getting the doctors that you used to have in the past. How long have you been in there? A year?
A year and 2 weeks.
Okay. Think of people that you had on the outside. Call them back again. Give them your insurance. These are the things you got to start thinking of and not even remember the place that you're in right now. Seriously speaking. Because
yes, I know.
They just want your townhouse, they want your money, they want everything. Think of them as evil at this point. You know, that's how I feel.
You know what they did? I got a job doing telephone work.
Yeah.
But they were offering me a job about 2 months ago. They said that they needed people to do clerical work.
In the nursing home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they could take it right back from you. That is not a cool thing. You know, if you worked a job for them, you'd be working for free. Seriously. Stay clear.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
stay clear.
This is what I don't understand. They have, I think, 2 stars.
Oh, get out of there.
And the psychologist said,
yeah.
Because they're more expensive than the better places that I was in.
Yeah.
And he told me that the state sets how much they can get paid.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if that's true, if the state can pay, can regulate what they get paid. How come the better places got less money.
I wouldn't go in any nursing home anymore if I don't.
One's worse than the other.
They certainly are. One of the ones that my mom had put my dad in. Well, we put it together because we couldn't lift him point blank. We would have kept him at home. We worked helping him for years. He started at age 63 with Alzheimer's. Well, vascular dementia, I should say. And he died in his 80s, so that's a very long time he had it. So, and he didn't actually demise all those years. That's just proof in point that after he broke his arm, his upper arm, he started a real severe decline. They would not give him extra hours for beans. Nothing that we did could convince them to give extra hours. So we had to literally put him in a nursing home that we didn't want to. But then that one at that time was, I think, 4.5 stars. Now it's gone all the way down to 2. I cannot believe that something could be so nice at one point and go down to nothing.
What was the nursing home?
Huntington Hills, one of the best. Looks like a hotel on the inside, but doesn't treat your family well. They ignore them, literally.
One of the most horrible ones.
Now it is, yeah, in my eyes.
It always was. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. They dropped my mother. They killed my father. They killed my mother.
They dropped your mother?
Oh, yeah. She had a big hematoma on the back of her head. I've been trying to get a lawsuit for it, and I can't. They won't give it to me. She had a huge hematoma on the back of her head. Very bad.
Did they put her in the hospital?
She was unconscious, and then they couldn't, she kept going back unconscious. They finally sent her to the hospital, but never told me she was unconscious. Yep. They had to call the state in on the problem. Never told me that either. I found out all this stuff on the QT, and I left it QT. Now the whole world knows I'm happy. Yep. Yep, yep. That's not how
listen,
you work.
Regina, work with Suzanne on this proxy, and then let's demand a hearing, and we're going to get you out of there.
That's right.
Okay.
We have the aides. You have your place.
Well, yes.
And we're going to get you out of there. Do the proxy so we have some legal strength.
Yes,
I
will.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk together with the social worker.
Oh, and I had $80 stolen from my drawer.
Okay. We'll talk to you.
What else is new?
You just hang up. We'll hang up.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you,
Regina. We'll talk with you soon. All right, Inner Sight, 847 New York, and there you have a live story of what's going on, injury, captivity, people being abused. You heard Regina say that she wanted the aide to change the bed, and she said, I'm going on a break, you know?
Yeah.
See, that's where the home health aid should have been there.
Right.
To help her.
Right.
And if she was in her own home or the home health aid was there to assist her, she wouldn't have fallen like that.
No, she wouldn't have. I guarantee you that.
Because the aide would have gotten her the beverage.
Yeah.
That she was reaching for.
This
happens every day. Every day in this country, there's some kind of a mishap
mm-hmm.
with a residence, and people are being. And you wonder why we say nursing homes kill people? There it is.
Mm-hmm.
She's lucky she didn't hit her head.
Like my mom.
Remember, the woman is disabled to begin with.
Yes, she is.
So the fall like that is 1,000 times worse than somebody
mm-hmm.
who's not disabled. We got to get rid of these places. They're horrible. They're wasting money. They're causing people injury, wasting lives. And
mm-hmm.
you heard Regina said that she got a job. You know?
They'll take her money.
So
you know that.
She's still able to work.
Yeah.
Get
out
of there.
She said she was going to work for the nursing home. They're going to just take her money that she worked for.
No, she told me she had another job lined up, too.
Yes, she also, yeah.
So she's got to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's important. Yes, very
Who the hell wants to work for a place like that? Ugh.
Not me.
That's horrible.
You better believe I won't work for something like that.
All right, in the site, 213-816-1650. The petition is back up.
Yes, it is. Working all day on it.
So you can go and you want to check it out? How many names we got?
Still 10. I just looked at it like about a half hour ago.
All right. We are determined. We had the meeting, the Zoom meeting on Monday. Everybody's on the same page. We're going to be putting up stories on Tracy's website. And the one you just heard just now will be one of them.
Yeah.
So we are building a campaign here. A campaign to liberate millions of people. A campaign that I want to bring to the Congress of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things, and we're contemplating a news conference after the first of the year.
I have an announcement to make. Remember that woman, Vicky, Chris's cousin? She's, really still in very bad condition. We need people to pray for her. She's in a...
What was her condition?
She has, right now, leukemia, and they replaced her bone marrow. They did everything. They did her immunity, but her other organs couldn't handle it. So right now...
Yeah.
She's really not doing so well.
She would have done better with Calliope.
Possibly.
Sure.
They have drains all over her because her lungs are filled with fluid. So we're praying hard that she gets past that.
Yeah, remember, these people are asinine and narrow-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again, and I don't care how many times I say it. Have they brought in any other doctors, holistic people, to try and save this woman's life? If they haven't done that, to me, they're not doing their job. And to millions of others. Have they consulted any of these doctors that have different ideas and different theories and different methods that help people?
No. You know when they'll do that? When it's too late. I know that.
They won't even do it when it's too late.
Yeah. I know.
If they did it when it was too late, at least maybe they would learn something different.
Right. That's
they don't even do that, the idiots.
No, I know.
I have no respect for these doctors. I'll tell you something. I really
right
don't.
Right now, yeah.
The ones that don't fight for the home health aides in the nursing home that caused Regina to fall like that. I blame her doctor for that and her nurses.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could have done something to make sure that the home health aide was in there. They should at least insist on it and go public with it. And Inner Sight is here for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I blame the people who run these places for Regina's mishap and all the other millions.
How about me on the Hoyer list? They literally...
That abused,
the Hoyer
abused,
list is broken.
That are abused and have to suffer. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. That was horrible. I never saw anything like that. It looked like no footing to the Hoyer list at all.
Yeah.
You know?
And while they were putting you on a damaged Hoyer lift, how many more people were hurt?
Yeah. Probably in the same nursing home too.
Inner Sight.
Yeah. Terrible.
That's
I
what
never
these
thought,
people need.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I never
they
thought
need Inner Sight.
I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be fighting for the rights of the disabled in a nursing home. Now I'm doing it, and I love it, that I would get people freedom. That is my priority right now.
Well, in the words of the great American admiral, John Paul Jones, we've just begun to fight.
I know, which is sad. Very sad.
And that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, I agree
and
with you.
And it's a spiritual fight. And if you need any proof, look at the petition.
Oh, yeah.
We made them put it back up, and rightfully so.
Yeah. They made a mistake, so let them come clean on their mistake. Give us a little promotion. Be good. Good to go.
What'd you say about promotion?
I said let them give us a bit of promotion.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll
great.
See if they do it, you know. Would be nice. They should.
Yeah. They definitely
but either
should.
Way, we'll proceed and find a way to promote this petition. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I know.
And we're going to do it. All right, so it's your show. You want to end the show? You want to sum it up?
Yes, I do. Let me say, everybody, if you need help, let InnerSight help you. We've been through a lot of damaging moments, you know, for people. We've helped people get out of nursing homes. Marion Maureen, the first example. Then we, you know, was trying on others. Now Regina's the next one. We're going to try and get her out. No, really try and get her out. And I just want to say to everybody.
We're going to get her out.
We're going to get her out, yes. And we're going to get out a lot of other people who need help. So please call us at 631-224-3090. That's the InnerSight number. We also are on cable for our TV program. You could actually tune in. Isn't that on Thursday at 7:30 on Channel 20, Frank?
Right.
Okay.
That's on, it's on rerun currently.
Yeah.
Tonight
we
we're on
Spirit
Manhattan Neighborhood
Channel.
Network tonight at 11, 1997.
Correct.
On Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel on the Internet.
That's right, on the Internet. And then also, you can tune in over here for multiple shows. The next one, we haven't decided yet, but we have the Friday Night Follies. Tune in, you'll get a lot of laughs. We had a lot of laughs last time, didn't we? And even this show was really cool.
Oh, tomorrow night we'll have a special guest on.
Yes, we will.
Elijah
right?
from California with his story of muscular dystrophy. And they say
and
it's supposed to be fatal, but we'll learn more tomorrow.
Yes, we will. And I hope to God that, you know, it isn't fatal and he lives on, but we've got to hear from him what he has to say and how he can get help from us and everybody that's connected with us, you know. And then finally, our podcast every, you know, weekday, and sometimes we have specials on the weekend. All right. It's 2 minutes to the end of the show, and I'm just going to say goodbye, everyone, and thank you for calling in. Thank you, Frank, for tuning the phone number and calling in as the host because my phone didn't quite work fast enough. And then also, thank you for co-hosting with me. And goodbye, world.
All
Inner
right.
Sight. Thanks.
Inner Sight.
Yes.
Mean Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Be with you tomorrow night.
Yeah. To be an
Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner
Sight. Bye. Good night, everybody.